The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome everybody, welcome to your show. Listen to me, this is the newest and the best show on The Guardian. Okay, the show is Anupale Ensemble. And I am definitely your host for the night, Lady T. And I have with me tonight my co-host, who is Dr. Madeleine Joseph. Dr. Madeleine Joseph, it is a pleasure to have you tonight on this show. As you know, this is the first time that we started the show. Today is our first day here on Guardian. Okay? So the topic that we have for today is diabetes. Am I right? That's the topic that we have for today.
Tension.
Yeah. Qui c'est tension? Listen, my phone is not holding up. So tension is the topic that we have for tonight. So listen, we always, in the Haitian community, we always, there's a lot of things that, that the Haitian, when it comes to these things, that's why I have Dr. Madeleine Joseph here tonight to enlighten us, you know, because this show is about informing the Haitian community and educating them on the level that, you know, they ought to be in every aspect. Do you agree? Oui. Et communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, comment nous y est? C'est animatrice pour Lady T. C'est un plaisir pour me là avec nous à soir, non, Guardian Radio. 96.9, ok? 96.9, nous live. Aswaya, moi-même gagne Dr. Madeleine Joseph avec comme co-host moi. Avec Dr. Madeleine Joseph. Salut, mon nom. Comment est-ce, Aswaya? Son plaisir, merci.
Yeah. Merci, Lady T. Bonsoir. Ça, c'est Dr. Madeleine Joseph. Je suis content parce que corona a commencé à aller pour me capoter information pour nous. Après-midi, on a parlé de tension parce que tension a affecté communauté à en pile. L'autre bagaille là tout nous dans pays a tension a affecté communauté haïtien on l'autre gens et l'autre après-midi on a parlé.
OK, on a parlé comment il a affecté mon yo. Et on m'a demandé souci j'ai tension ça. Qu'est-ce que mon yo ka faire même pour yo aider peut-être plus? What can they do to help themselves more?
Tetli haïtien yo gan pena moun yo na communauté a ici aux États-Unis à en Haïti c'est pas tout moun ki croit tension a c'est une maladie yé vrai gan pe moun ki pense son bagay normal yé mais pour moun ki habitué mesurer tension a pour moun ki habitué mesurer tension a normal tension a c'est 120 sous 80 recherche ki t'a montré si tension ça monte plus que 130 sous 80 ou gen tension. Si nous mesurer une fois, deux fois, plus que 130, ou gen tension. Mais avec tension, gen des fois c'est seule tension moun nan genyen, ou soit gen des fois tension marche avec l'autre maladie tant qu'on souffre maladie thyroid. Right? Gen des fois sou fâché tension a monter, mais c'est pas milier pour ta bon problème, vous comprenez? Mais dans communauté haïtienne, m'vin wè, les haïtiens ont gen tension. Tension a ou ka wè un jeune moun 28 ans 30 ans tension a ou tête li I lady ti tension ça paraît pour tué ou comprendre
right
mais problème avec haïtien dans communauté a il pas aller l'hôpital majorité pas aller l'hôpital parce que c'est on dépense il pas fait si aller l'hôpital ou comprendre gagne fois c'est celle là il fait 400 TA on fois par année nous vin konnen tension en haut mais si ou kite tension ça bon problème bloqué cœur bon stroke sou kite tension ça la go a te milier ça gen des fois il fait dommage qui pas arranger c'est dans avion meteo vo Haiti ou comprendre pas ka faire peut-être encore ou comprendre So pour haïtien yo qui gen tension hein ça pa konnen a chercher konnen si yo gen tension ou besoin pour un remède pour tension ça si docteur bon remède ou résigne ou prend remède là chaque jour si remède ou problème nous ka changer remède là gen plusieurs qualité différent pour nous ba ou pour descendre tension hein. L'autre bagay la tout comme haïtien ou même manger à goût faut bien saisonné.
Mhm.
Faut presque salé. Mais ça me tête li,
hein? That's true.
Right? So, gen des fois c'est pour résigner ou ralentir sel dans manger à, mais mm-hmm. pour garçon, grand pile garçon haïtien qui ici, pour garçon qui ici ça madame là, c'est dans même machine pour y acheter manger à.
Mhm.
Ça difficile si me dit pour yo ralentir sel dans attention parce que ralenti sel nan manje a parce que c'est nan machin y a pas acheté manger vous comprenez faut machin nan faire l'argent tout faut manger à goût
yes,
so moun ki gen grosse si yo ka perdi un petit poids moun ki sou remède prend remède yo jan ka prend yo grand pile fois tout moun yo sou remède tête li mm-hmm. yo séparé remède la ma comme avec mon compère yo kené fois yo pa prend remède la chaque jour pour remède la pas fini vous comprenez
yes.
So gan pile éducation pour nous ta faire dans communauté a pour tension pa la gen moun yo atè.
Wow.
Vous comprenez?
Okay, I understand now. Vous pouvez parler anglais pour
vous parler. Excusez-moi, je parle anglais.
What she's saying is, what she's telling the Haitian community is that they don't pay attention enough to when it comes to high blood pressure, right? You know, they but high season salt, high season food, and you know Haitians, they like their food season. Okay, they don't care what it is, they have to have that seasoning. I mean, I'm like that too, so I have to watch out. like I have to watch out. They love it to be well seasoned, and that's them. They don't care. So you know, and she's also saying that the Haitians don't believe, most of them don't believe in exercising, and when you give them the medication, what they do, they share it with some of their friends who can't do that. I mean, how you expect to get better if you want to share the medication with your friends? You know, come on, let's go. We have to take this serious. So, Dr. Madeleine, so di ase sa ye, se sa ye, paske an pi la isen yo vwe yo pa pran pokosyon.
No.
Yo pa pran pokosyon moun yo fè sa. Yo vle, yo manje, yo vle.
Mm-hmm.
Ok, lef ni yo manje, lek ki fè yo plezi.
Lek ki fè yo plezi.
And with them too, they need to stop that. So... Pabliye nou live la na Guardian 96.9, Guardian Radio, we are live, and 96.9 FM. The number to call us tonight is 323-622-325-4316. Lefini tou, emisyon sa sponsor by Star Apple, Women Empowerment Movement. Okay, we want to give them a shout out to Mildred Murphy. Listen, she's doing an awesome job. Keep it up, darling. We are sponsored by Caribbean Cuisine. We are sponsored by Eddie Bar. We are sponsored by Vaughn Calmer Associates and Insurance Brokers. So listen, people, thank you so much for coming on board with us. We appreciate you guys. Dr. Madeleine, let's talk some more
okay.
on what else the Haitian, you know, the Haitian community can do to, you know, help themselves. I don't know what else I could say. The only thing they could do is eat properly and
yeah, point remède yo. Si yo do gen tension, point remède yo, pa kite remède yo fini sou parce que gen des fois mon n'a dit comme ça, on pa me senti normal. Laisse attention ou pour chouer au tête li.
Mm-hmm,
yo dit m'pas senti rien.
Mm-hmm.
Problème avec tension, il catch en silence. C'est là il a go à terre, nous mesurer nous connons gen tension, vous comprenez?
Mm-hmm,
so, même si ou pas besoin aller na docteur ak piché a, ou ka marcher non clinique communauté pour checker tension pour même ay wè docteur une fois par année, même si ou pas malade. Parce que sous ta grand problème, nous t'as rencontré avec bonnet, vous comprenez?
Mm-hmm.
Même si c'est sick, nous t'as joué nos tensions, ou même sous ta normal, c'est pour t'avaler dans le docteur une fois par année. L'autre bagay là tout, maybe t'es grand temps pas de gain docteur parler créole,
mm-hmm.
qu'on y a nous gain docteur parler créole.
Ok.
Même si nous pas t'avaler à l'écoute docteur qui a ici, nous t'as aller dans quel n'importe docteur, mais nous pas qu'à bail santé à nous vague, parce que gan pile problème si nous jeune yo bon arrangé
Mm-hmm.
So, sous ta gen tension, si te yon lot maladi ki bo ou tension, hein, ou chache moyen ou koute docteur ou fe analyse ou gen pou fe, pou nou pran soin problème nan. Ou kompren?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lot bagay la tout, si yo ta meto sou remèd, ou pran remèd la chak jujan pou ta point, and ou make sure sou remèd, lò ou gen 3 jou rete sou remèd la, 3-4 jou sou remèd la, ou reachete remèd la anko.
D'accord.
Ou pa kite remèd la fini, le ap gen fèt, pharmacie ap ferme, ap gen cyclone. Ou kompren? Sou ap voyaje ou pa aux États-Unis ou pa ale on lot peyi, ou mache ak, même sou ap pati 1 mwa tèt li,
mm-hmm.
ou mache ak remèd, sou ap ale pou 1 jou, 1 semen, ou mache ak remèd pou 1 mwa sou ou, pou konne remèd an sou ou, kompren?
Kompren.
Lot bagay la tou, sou gon ti grosè sou ou mande desann, gen fwa, si grosè a trop, sou retire de 3 liv sou ou, tansyon ap desann. Gen de moun ki bwe, si yo koupe alkol la nan la vi a yo, tansyon ap desann. Invite manje ki sale, ki gen trop season. And fe on eksersis, ou kompren?
Mm-hmm.
Fe on ti eksersis, pike sou selman chita wap manje, ou pa fe eksersis, wap pon grosè ap leve tansyon. Ou kompren?
I understand.
Oui.
Working in the hospital, right? And also being in the Haitian community. How many Haitians would you say per day that you have that comes in with high blood pressure?
We have exact statistics. Nou gen exact numero from tama de l'hôpital la. Se pou nou kwe. Haïtien pè grand l'hôpital. Ni pa gen l'ajan pou l'hôpital privé.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So, pou mwen menm, lem ta wè, on haïtien, de haïtien, l'hôpital la, gen fwa yi ka vini pou piye yi ki kase, tansyon an wò.
Yes.
Yi ka vini pou perdisyon tansyon an wò.
That's how it's happened, right?
So, msanti gen plis, gen pil haïtien nan kominote ak gen tansyon yon pa menm konè. Ou kompwen?
Mm-hmm.
Gen fwa son lot rezon ki fò wè yo. Men, Lady T. Kwem, Haïtien sou ta wè vin l'hôpital la pou tansyon an, sa vle di, dema kome gen tan bay fè yi pou yi bwè, yi gen tan fè yon moun rale, yi gen tan vwè achete remèd sou ta Haiti, le ou wè l'hôpital la, mm-hmm. yi tan kou sou denye fil paske yi pa vle ale l'hôpital la,
mm-hmm.
konne se denye chwa yi genye ki fè ale l'hôpital la. So depi mwè yo l'hôpital la, mkone yo malade grave, mkwe yo. Ou kompwen?
Ou kompwen, no.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, listen to me. I don't know what to say. That's the same thing I was telling my mom the other day. Her pressure went high, and I told her, I said, Mommy, you need to get something. And she told me she's going to go get some breadfruit leaf. So she don't need no pills. She's going to go get her some breadfruit leaf. If that work also? Does the breadfruit leaf work?
Tetley, I can only speak... to the FDA approved drugs because they are the only things that I'm licensed to prescribe, right?
I understand.
But in treating the Haitian community,
mm-hmm.
to be able to treat them properly, you have to be culturally competent. For comprendre qu'il y a ici pour prendre soin yo. Parce que gen des fois wa di moun attention en haut, la dou c'est mauvais ça y fait. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to meet them halfway, di okay, ou fè mauvais sa, mais tension en haut, nous descend tension.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So chita la ou bay, sa yo kwe a vague, yo pa jamais pran remèd la. Ou comprenne?
Mm-hmm.
And gen des fois, yo check tension en jodi, attention en haut, yo senti yo okay, ou pa jamais wè yo encore pour telle les tensions,
mm-hmm.
bloqué ke a yo bay yo en stroke.
Wow.
Ou comprenne?
Comment te ka encourager pep haïtien nan communauté haïtien pou yo fè plis precaution sa pou yo te ka fè pou yo aide tete yo nan bagay tension sa m pa konnen.
M'ta di moun yo fi ni kòm gason depi ou pase 18 ans ou antre nan tèya ou ap fè de gran dola. M konnen sa vin regle nan peyi a, m konprann. Fò ede moun yo Haiti, faut payer pour papier a. Mais on pas vle pour nous seulement faire l'argent assurance pour payer papier a, faire l'argent pour papier a, mais oublier de santé ou tout. So même si lady ti yo te ka fè moyen pour yo ta wè un docteur même une fois par année. Yo te met fè ça parce que si yo mesi retention yo wè yo même on voyage nan docteur ta wè se te ka ta mete yo sou remède, ou comprendre? So and then oui, faut prendre soin moun yo Haiti, mais c'est pas tout nan remède yo ki chè vwe tèt li. Gen a peine remède, gon remède I $3 par mois.
Wow.
Si on achète un remède pour $3 par mois, il pa, ça pa faire mon Haiti ou pas jeune ça au besoin, vous comprenez?
C'est vrai.
Mais gen a peine remède yo ki chè, mais nous pas besoin prescrit remède yo ki pi chè, vous comprenez? C'est pour moun yo faire sacrifice pour tête yo tout pour yo ka vivre un petit temps, vous comprenez?
C'est normalement moun yo ki m'ta souhaiter tout moun branché kon ya. I would think that everybody is tune in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Mon Haïtien, mieux côté nous à soya. Mais pour les nous, si nous sous bon petit question, ou t'as même des docteurs, parce que docteur là avec nous dans studio, le numéro c'est 325 42 16 42 59, ok? Nous content de ce que Dr. Madeleine là, il venait pour éduquer nous, puis bon, nous avons information de comment nous faire avec tension, problème tension ça, parce que problème tension ça, trompe le monde. Listen, this high blood pressure thing is not playing at all, so we are happy to have Dr. Madeleine from her busy schedule, and she came here with us to, you know, give us a little information how we could prevent ourselves or how we could even help ourselves in terms of, you know, bettering our health, which is more important than anything, okay? We have to look for our health. We have to try eat healthy, eat the right way. We got to stay away from salt, including myself. We have to stay away from those seasoning. Yeah. So it's a little bit hard because, listen, to eat healthy in this country or anywhere is very expensive.
Yes.
It's very expensive to eat healthy. Everybody knows that. And exercising is another story because by the time you go to the gym and, you know, you try, do all you could, it's only so much you could do. But, you know, it's only one life we have, so we have to take precautions, right? Yeah.
I'm comprehend tetli because nous dola pa van dola même, nous dola pa van dola même, hot dog la pa van même $3, gagne fois c'est celle ça mon n'a ka mettre sous plat pour manger.
Okay, that's another story.
Mais the amount of salt, voyage celle qui n'a mangé ça yo, yo seulement ka lever tension pour, you know, pour la go à terre.
So what you trying to say, it's not what you eat, it's how you cook it.
No, il y a celle là-dedans, eh? Il y a celle là-dedans, but l'autre bagay yo tankou manger terre yo ki pi bon pour wa. Sou va gen jardin c'est dans shop pour acheter yo. Yam na piche ke diria.
Tell me about it.
Yam na piche ke noodle la, ou
comprendre?
Vegetable yo piche, ou comprendre?
Vegetables is another story. Oh,
poisson a pi bon pou ou, mais poisson a piche ke vienne poule la, ke vienne bœuf la. Ou comprendre?
And that's what we're talking about, you know, you want to eat healthy, you want to do the right thing, but could you afford it?
Yeah.
It's costly. Yeah. It's very expensive.
Oui.
It's very expensive to eat healthy, you know. It's only so much you could do. Pablo Munoz, we are live here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with our Dr. Madeleine Joseph here. The number to call us is 323-62-32, 325-43-16, 325-42-59. De kimpote information parce que li la avec nous live nan radio a. Na pale a swa, na blague, c'est lui même qui co-host moi, right, Dr. Madeleine?
Oui.
C'est lui même qui co-host moi, as well. That's my co-host for the night. And so, you know, we're just talking a little bit about, you know, taking care of yourself.
Oui.
It's only one life we have, like I said. So it's best to do everything we could to take care of ourselves. It's a lot of us. You know, I was telling one of my friends, I'm like, listen, right now I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat. You know, I'm just like, and she had to tell me, she said, no, you can't say that because it's going to tell on you. Yeah, so you're saying no matter what age, does it have an age limit when you stop eating bad or no matter?
No, but totally remember that you want it to be a lifestyle. You want you trying to exercise at least 3 to 5 days a week to be your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to eat healthy to be your lifestyle. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What we tend to do is maybe eat too much. We eat like a big breakfast, a big lunch, a big dinner, and we don't get any exercise. So if mm-hmm. you pile on those calories, you have to be able to exercise to burn those calories off. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, wap jes an fle. You understand? Fam tankou mwa avo, nou pa twa wo. So the only thing we could do is spread sideways. You comprend?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you have to be concerned about with just eating, si cholesterol ou... Si cholesterol ou vin wo, sa ka bay ke o problem. Tansyon a ka monte cholesterol la. Chans pou fè stroke ni heart attack me wote. Ou kompren?
Right.
Kalkile sou 30 kombetan, 40 kombetan fè stroke, on boko ou mouri ou vin devlope sik. Si tansyon a komplike, i gate zye ou pa ka we,
mm-hmm.
i domaje kidney ou, ou gen kidney failure, ren ou gate. Kalkile tout bay sa ou se problem. Lot bagay la tou pou jen fi yo tou. Si yo ta gen tansyon, gen apè nan yo devlope tansyon pandan yo anset,
mm-hmm.
gen apè moun ki gen tansyon toutan. Woy anset ap tansyon sa pa bien kontrole ya. Le ou ka akouche anvan le, ou ka menm pa akouche, menm ou fè perdisyon ou perdipit la. Ou konpwen?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lot bagay la tou I ka fè ou fè pit la piti pou mwa ansent yo. Mm-hmm. Ou konpwen?
Mm-hmm.
So, tout sa yo se problem, gen de moun yo tansyon an wo yo ansent, yo pa ka fon pitit, menm chak kon yo ansent yo fè perdisyon.
Mm-hmm.
So, se pou nou jere maladi sa.
Hmm. Oui. Wow. Oui. Wow. Nou tande moun yo, nou tande. I hope you guys listening. Yo pa prepon, non?
Yeah.
La pale verite, yo pa pon telefòn nan pou yo rele. OK? Parce que sa ke yo pale.
Yeah.
Listen. When you trying to let them know hey, it's not right for you to do certain things, they ain't call. Cuz they feel like hey, they ain't for that. They don't want to hear that, but it is the truth. It is the truth, guys, and you guys got to get on with it. My Haitian people, it's about time you guys try to do the right thing, okay? I know sometimes you don't have the money, like Dr. Madeline say, you don't have the money to go to the private doctor. But they scared of doctor. They don't like to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Haitians barely go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yo pe mdoum le mwem kone bon.
Haitians don't go to the doctor, you know.
Yeah, but tetli mbezo ma
da isyen. They have to be dying to go to the doctor.
Yeah, sa mbezwen konnen eske yo konpote menm jan la yo Ayiti? Eske mwayen kite yo pay wè dokte a Ayiti? Eske yo konpwann? Eske moun ale pou yon vizit chak ane ou eske an Ayiti nou tan le nou malad tou? Paske si te kil ti sa tèt li, se edike pou nou edike moun yo pou nou di yo menm sou pa ganyan kap formal
ou metay cheke
ou metay cheke
ou pa pa that they have. I don't know. No, I listen to me, I could count the Haitians that go and do a physical, a yearly physical, and that's another problem they have, and that's why they so much of them is dropping down just like that.
Oui.
Without knowing, you oui. Know what's going on with their body, because they don't check.
Oui.
They don't check for it. Everything is bush medicine everything. Yeah. Bush medicine, garlic.
Oui.
It's only so much garlic could
it's
do.
It's only so much.
It's only so much parsley could do. Mm. It's only so much celery could do. Like my mommy said, breadfruit leaf. It's only so much these things could do.
Oui.
You have to go and check yourself. You have to go and take care of yourself. Like I said, I keep saying that throughout this show. You only have one life.
That's it.
One life to live. And if you don't check for it and you don't take care of it, then so be it. That's on you. And I barely see Haitians do that. It's about time, like, you know, we educate and inform the Haitian community that, you know, you have to go and check yourself out. You can't wait till you dying to go to the hospital.
I'm telling you.
And by that time, it's going to be too late.
Oui. I mean, tetli, mka retoune plizye pou nou pale sou lot sije medicine. gen l'autre docteur qui t'a remen vin parler tout l'autre docteur haïtien bien mec voulait vin parler tout parce que gen des fois nous perdi haïtien yo nous pas besoin perdi yo
right
si yo t'écouté un moun ou comprendre gen des fois m'di OK ou besoin aller dans grand l'hôpital tête li si m'pa kembe men yo m'di sou prier yo m'di m'ap camper là avant yo pa parler
no they always so scared
yo toujours peur oh y'a trop dans grand l'hôpital but ou pa jamais aller dans grand l'hôpital pour connait y'a trop vrai ou comprendre
you know
so
yeah they feel like they're gonna kill them when they reach the hospital and they killing themselves whilst they at home and not taking care of themselves
exactly
not getting a proper checkup probably ele meu pour ele noir 323 72 32 325 43 16 okay 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59 don't forget I'm sponsored by Star Apple Women Empowerment Movement Von L. Kalmer Association Insurance Brokers. If you need your car license, if you need your car insured, you need your house insured, they are the people that's doing, that's going to do that for you. Dr. Madeleine, I'm not going to ask you to ask you to help the community, please. Ça nous ka fait encore celle bay nous ka fait c'est celle parler avec
well n'a continuer parler parce que m'pa reme les moi yo mal la dernier degré comme ça tête li m'senti yo pa ba m'compte chance pour m'ta aider ou comprendre bon exemple gapé fi ki la caille k'ap verser sang 1 mois 2 mois 3 mois tête li dit ça se rencontre avec l'hôpital là ou bayo san ou mande kote yo te ye depuis là ça ou comprendre ke a yo te sauté yo te pèg grand l'hôpital m ta remen pou yo konnen même si c'est pas moi même si c'est pas docteur François yo pas besoin pèg vini nan grand l'hôpital nou pas besoin nou pas besoin ou parle anglais pour ta vini nan grand l'hôpital nou ta pito ou parle anglais pour si pa gòn moun la
do you think that's because of their status
well
do
no
do you think it's a status issue
no tetli Américain aussi yo malade pendant yo nan hôtel là yale l'hôpital là si yo nan cruise ship yo malade yale nan l'hôpital là c'est visiteur yo pa résident yo pa citizen ou comprendre so ça pas
I would think some of them don't go to the doctor because they feel like hey they might don't have a status or a proper document
certainly nous seulement besoin bon nom yo date de naissance yo so l'hôpital la mandé un legal ID ou comprendre ou pa vin by phone non for l'âge côté passeport pour nous ka enregistre. Tèt li mka dou gran pe moun si immigration te mande yo si yo te fait dossier l'hôpital là, gran pile moun ki fait tab gagner because yo pa jamais l'hôpital là. Ou comprendre? Yo pa jamais aller l'hôpital là. Même di yo pa besoin pè parce que gen miss, gen docteur parle créole, gen docteur BME yo même y'a pa prendre créole pour yo ka pi bien servi. Communauté. Si vous pas besoin de paix, vous comprenez?
Wow. My God. Yeah. Because I would really think that's because that's one of the reasons that they don't want to go to the hospital. I don't see the other reason.
Yeah. Tetli, maybe si yo pa compren lang na, lo pa lave yo.
But do you guys have persons there, you know, like yourself, doctors that translate and
yes so l'hôpital la gen docteur ki te étudié Kiba gen docteur ki te étudié en Chine gen docteur ki parle allemand so nou gen tout moun parle anglais gen docteur parle tout langue sa nou parle panyol nou parle anglais nou parle allemand nou parle mandarin so si moun chinese yo vini nou ka konprann yo si gon langue même qui impossible nous pa gen moun ki parle là nous gen Google Translator ou comprendre
yeah you guys have so, Google Translator
so yeah sou pa kon parle anglais ça pas problème pour nous servou ou comprendre nous seulement dit sou même sou sent ou normal servi clinique yo gen clinique gouvernement yo servi yo sou malade grave vin nan grand l'hôpital nous pa besoin paix
okay you guys listening Right? Listen, like Dr. Madeleine said, all you need is to give them your first name and last name. Am I right?
Yeah, and a legal ID.
Okay, if you're not feeling right, anything wrong with you, you don't even have to wait till you're feeling bad. You need to go every year and do it yourself because it's not making sense. You know, the doctors are not going to go to you. If something is wrong with you, it's best to go to the hospital. Go to the hands of the professionals and let them help you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay in the community and, you know, die.
Yeah.
Die. Why? When you could be help. That don't make any sense. We have the best doctors at PMH, ones that speak Creole, English, that could translate for you. You know, they're not going to do anything to you. They're going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're scared saying, oh, they might kill you. No, it's not that. Go check yourself out, okay? And try eat healthy. It's expensive, but try. That's the best we could do, right, Dr. Madeline? That's the best we could do. Once we're trying, that's what counts, okay? So then stop relying on bush medicine to do everything for you guys. Communauté, nous tendez samedi, nous? Nous comprenons moins? Okay, pas oublier, les mails pour les noirs, c'est 325-42-32-325-42-16. Okay, 325-42-59, nous gagnons Dr. Madeline. Là avec nous. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, good night.
Good night. Congratulations on a return back to Guardian Radio. Excellent show. I mean, speaking about health and getting people to check on themselves, be it the Haitian community, Bahamians, Jamaicans, I think that's and especially for men, that's one of the most difficult things too, especially for men to get them to go and get regular checkups.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you
women,
so much.
Fortunately, mm-hmm. for some women, when they become pregnant, you know, they go and get checkout. But men, oh my, we have a major problem with the men. So I'm happy to hear that you're encouraging people in the Haitian community. And this also conversation for the wider Bahamian community and everybody who lives here in Obama's residence, Haitians, whoever, to get themselves checkout, especially at an early age. And that eating thing, you know, that's what's killing us. We pull out our body, you know, all this greasy food and fast food, and irrespective of what age you at, you know, we need to try and feed our kids from early some of the healthy stuff, even though it's very expensive, like you said earlier in the show, to have a healthy diet, to eat healthy every day. I hope the government, I know Dr. Dwayne San has spoken about changing out some of the high carbohydrate stuff and non-nutritional stuff in the food basket to more healthier stuff, but I don't know when the Ministry of Health and the government on the whole is going to do that. The longer they take, the more expensive it's going to be for the healthcare system, you know, because the burden for healthcare basically falls on the government. So I just congratulate you again, Lady T, and keep up the good work. Excellent show. And thanks to the doctor, too, for taking the time out to spread the message.
Thank you so much, Mr. Robinson. I appreciate it. Have a good night. Okay, listen, you guys heard it, right? And he's right. It's a lot of men. The men, listen, and he beat me to it. The men are the ones that really scared to go and get checkup, which is correct. We have a lot of men, like my father himself. He's one of them. He's a prime example. He's one of them. And he don't like to go to the doctor. Him and my mommy. I have to force them to say, hey, go get yourself checked up. Go get. He say, no.
Yeah. So the Ministry of Health recognized the need to increase, programs for men's health.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess a few years ago, a program was developed called Men's Health. It rotates from clinic to clinic every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strictly for men. They don't have to pay anything. Colon cancer screening, prostate screening, their annual blood tests. I worked a few of those clinics where you know it was between all the clinics: South Beach, Fleming Street, Flamingo Gardens Clinic. And the nurses and the doctors go throughout the clinics every Wednesday afternoon. But the men would have to know about it because recognize if for the women of childbearing age, they have antenatal clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more likely to go to the doctor. But the men, something almost has to be wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess as COVID tries to leave us, the clinics were never closed. South Beach Clinic has reopened. So hopefully we can continue the men's health clinic with the Department of Public Health so the men could take advantage of the men's health clinic just mm-hmm. to help them. Because prevention is even better than cure, Tetley.
Yeah, I agree.
Imagine if we find something out early and you can treat it and cure it, as opposed to you finding something that's stage four, advanced, you can't do anything for that patient. Those are painful moments share with a patient. But sometimes it just takes asking the clinic, calling the clinic and say, okay, is the men's health clinic open? I just want to come for a checkup. Can I make an appointment?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of family medicine trained doctors within the clinics.
Right.
And so if we really use the clinics, then accident emergency could possibly only see the emergencies.
The ones that have emergency.
Yeah, heart attack.
And that could ease you guys burden a little bit and make it easier to do the job.
Exactly.
And if they save really more lives. Yes.
Yeah, because even when the community clinics have extended hours into the night, you know, you still have people coming with the complaint that probably should be seen at the clinic.
With the minor stuff.
Yeah. In the emergency room.
And that's a distraction from you guys, you know, helping the ones that needed the most, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's the emergency room. So obviously we have to see, anybody who's dying. And so you with a minor complaint, you might have to wait a little longer. But we just need the community to know that the clinics are open. Use the clinics. A lot of the clinics have the blood work could be done at the clinic.
Oh, definitely. Well, it does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like South Beach, fabulous clinic because you can do x-ray there, blood work there. You understand? Fleming Street Clinic.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do all of that in South Beach.
Clinic. Yeah. The government clinic in Centerville, Agape Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your blood work there. You have your own doctor who sets up the appointment to see you periodically. So you have your doctor who knows your problem, who can follow you through. And if you ever have to go to the emergency room, they give you a letter. But those are the patients with a problem for the emergency room. You understand?
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you're here tonight to let the community know, our community, and, you know, all of us, to know. Because a lot of persons didn't know that. Like myself, I just learned you could go there and do your x-ray. I didn't know that. I could go to South Beach Clinic and do my x-ray.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. Communautaire, nous tendez pour monsieur qui besoin d'un clinique. Il dit nous comme ça que le gouvernement a un programme, c'est vrai? Pour garçon même, quand on a allé ou a checké tête ou, et il a fait qualité x-ray pour, il a fait dos à qu'importe bagaille ou besoin, parete la caille, parete chita la caille, c'est ay prend précaution, ay aide tête ou, ay garde so gagne, sou gon problème ou ka stop li avant il vienne plus mal.
Oui.
Bon ça va do?
Oui. So l'autre problème na tête li, gen ap moun, yo di yo pa pwè docteur ici, y a pas Saint-Domingue, y a pas Kiba, y a pas Haïti. Nou pa gen problème avec ça. Lo ale vin ak papye yo, sou ka chache moun pou tradi yo sa bon tout. Mais parce que corona te bloqué tout bagay, ou gan pile moun ki se te fait 2 ans là, yo pa nan dentist, yo pa nan docteur.
That's correct.
Ou konprann?
Yeah, you could say.
Parce que nap tan pou nan ale Kiba, nap tan pou nan ale Saint-Domingue. Ou met ale ke nepòt kote ou ap ale, but
you
have to know, fò ta wè docteur a même fois par année, fò ta etwaye dan ou même 2 fois par année.
Mm-hmm.
Ou konprann? Ou pa ka seulement chita ou ap vi.
I think COVID made a lot of us lazy.
Yeah.
Where a lot of things that, you know, we let pass by, we didn't get to do, like you said, check the doctor and go to the dentist and, you know, do your annual checkup. But thank God things are getting back to normal now. God is good. We thank him for that. And hopefully this should really die down. We shouldn't see no more of that at all, by God's grace. Okay, don't forget the number to call tonight is 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. We are live at Guardian 96.9 with my co-host or my guest, Dr. Madeline Joseph, who's letting us know how important it is, you know, to do the right thing and to avoid, you know, being sick or avoid the things that we could avoid with our bodies, especially our men. I ask you about the age-wise. It don't really matter with getting these diseases when it comes to age wise.
So the children, if you have a child with a very high blood pressure, That's very concerning. It's probably because they were born with a heart problem or they have some underlying endocrine problem, like some serious problem. So that would be a big concern for the pediatricians. And they would have to do a whole lot of tests to figure out what's causing the blood pressure to be that high. But in the people who are in the older people, 25, 30s, 40s, 50s and older, it's either blood pressure all by itself or it's probably blood pressure attached to a disease, like connected to a disease like thyroid disease, or some people may have like a special kind of cancer on top of their kidneys that causes the blood pressure to be high. But like when you present to the doctor and they interview and examine you, they usually have a good idea of, okay, this is blood pressure by its high blood pressure by itself, or this is connected to a disease. Now you have to do tests to see, exactly what it is. But just imagine you get your blood pressure check once. Okay, it's a little high. It's more than the 130 over 80, which is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Normal is 120 over 80. And we say, okay, you come back, let me check it again. But the high blood pressures that we're seeing are these high blood pressures and, 200 over.
Oh, my God. You know? Have mercy.
Jeez. And if we're waiting to see these people when they say, oh, I can't see, I have a headache, my chest hurts, I have weakness on one side, then we definitely have a problem. You understand? We definitely have a problem. So now you have to find out, okay, did this person have a stroke? Are they having a heart attack? Are they in kidney failure? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, if you check it often enough, we'll have an idea of, okay, this blood pressure is crawling up. Do you have a few pounds we can try to lose, mm-hmm. right? You know, what are your normal habits? Is there something we could cut back on? Could we cut back on the alcohol? Could we stop smoking? Is your cholesterol high? You know, what could we do to help lower this blood pressure? You know, and if you need one medication at a high dose, if the blood pressure starts to come down, do we need to lower that dose? If the blood pressure continues to go up, do we need to add medication? The other thing is, if you think, okay, it's affecting your manhood in some way,
mm-hmm.
don't just stop the medication.
Mm-hmm.
You need, if you think that's what's causing your problem, then you need to see your doctor so they can possibly change the medication to something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I say you need to get familiar with a family medicine doctor. So that they can keep track of what this blood pressure is, in the entire Bahamas. But you have to do something.
Yeah, you have to do something. And by you saying that, I've had a lot of persons. I would say I witnessed myself, right? And blood pressure was high,
mm-hmm.
and they said they're like, oh, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm gonna take a pill, one or two, That means they let it just rise on them mm-hmm. when they could have stopped everything, mm-hmm. when they could have prevented everything. It's like they didn't even care.
Yeah.
And that's another issue we have with persons that have high blood pressure. They already knew this. They checked their pressure and they knew, hey, this is high.
Mm-hmm.
I should go to the doctor. No, they want to stay right there. I'm just going to take something. Yeah. I'm just going to take a pill mm-hmm. or two. That's going to go away. And that's when they cost themselves, am I right?
Yeah.
And it make it worse.
Yeah, and you don't, you certainly, if you have bills to pay, you have children you have to take care of,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to end up with a stroke. Now you can't work. You have to depend on people. You had all these dreams and aspirations. You can't complete them because this blood pressure did damage to you that we can't even undo,
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, everybody's listening. Prevention is better than cure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get on it, especially our men, especially our young men. Let's get on it. Let's start doing the right thing. Let's start getting ourselves checked. Okay, community haïtien, nous tendez sa docteur a dit, nous commencer checker tête nous aina docteur. Ay bat pou nous aider tête nous j'en nous capable. Pas oublier le numéro pour les nous asseoir, c'est 323-7232. 325-43-16-325-42-59. Second question pour Dr. Madeleine Joseph, Lila avec nous dans le studio. La préponde qu'importe question. Okay, the number to call us tonight is 323-62-32, 325-43-16, 325-4259. If you have a question for Dr. Madeline Joseph, she is here with us live in the studio, and she will be happy to take any of your questions. Dr. Madeline, it is indeed a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I'm enjoying the conversation a lot. It's a lot that we could do to prevent certain things. And, you know, it's about time that we start looking at these little things, you know. People will be like, oh, high blood pressure. What is it, you know? But it is, because it's costing us so much. So it's a lot we could do to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about time we start doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
My other question for you, right? Due to the fact with the Haitian community, I don't know what they want people to, I don't know what they want you guys to do. Like, you know, I don't know if they want the doctors to call them or ain't much you could do. You only could do what you could do. Like you said, you could go to the hospital and try get a checkup, try get yourself checked and see what is wrong with you. You know, if you know you're sick, you're not feeling well, you have a headache or whatever, you know you normally have pressure. Sometimes it comes in the family.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a strange thing. It's in the family. So, you know, hey, and my thing is, they witnessed this before. It's not like they don't know. They know what's going on with them. It's just like they hit too hard and they scared a doctor. They're always thinking, hey, it's going to be worse than what it is. But it will be.
If you wait.
If you wait. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It will be if you wait. If you don't go check it out, it will be what it's not supposed to be. So, communauté haïtienne, c'est là. Il temps pour nous checker pour tête nous. Il est temps pour nous éteindre pour nous. Sit down, you know. Stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
Stop procrastinating, Lady man. Go I check don't... it out. Go check yourself. Put yourself first. It's only one life to live. Yeah. That's my motto for the night. One life to live. It's only one life, and you have to take care of it. Okay. So stop that. Let's get this going. And the good doctors at PMH always welcome. I mean, they always willing to help us. They are waiting on us, the ones that need them the most. But they don't want to see us now because they want everybody to be at good health. But if you don't check for yourself, then you will end up seeing them, right? So let's do the right thing. Pablo, tu as san 23, 60, 30, 35, 46, 35, 42, 59. C'est le mieux pour nous. Assoya, un an. À nous parler ensemble, émission moi-même, Lady T, co-host moi, c'est Dr. Madeleine Joseph. Ok, mon yo. Dr. Madeleine, nous parle toujours, pour parler avec la communauté haïtienne, parce qu'on connaît tête à Yodi, c'est ça qui fait après l'émission.
Bamdou, tête li, gen des fois, m'paka, ou konne, si ouai visite au moun kaye, si ou un docteur ouai visite au moun kaye, ça y est l'argent, ou comprenez? Ça c'est l'argent. Gende moun tetli, si yo ta vin wèm nan klinik kote Dr. Albert, tan yo pa vle ale nan gran l'hôpital, gende moun se de machine pa mete yo mene yo l'hôpital la.
Oh my God, you touched that?
Because yo pa vle, gende fwa ambulans nan vini chache yo refize ale. Gende fwa yo refize ale, mou konen moun nan malade ou oblige fon sakrifis, ou kompwen? Me mbezwen, mem jan yo pon swen... Même gens yo géré papier ya assurance là yo connaît que pour faire carte santé ya
yes
ou pas ta reme payer assurance là ou payer papier ya intention à la go complip ça te ou tout mourir ou comprendre
that's true
c'est pour nous faire une décision
yes y a pour occuper toute bagaille ça yo les fini les river c'est tête pa yo yo pas checker pour tête pa yo But, you know, we just investing in things that we shouldn't, but we're not putting our health first, which is the most important thing. You know, it's about time that we start taking that serious, doing our checkup, yearly checkup. You advise everybody to go every once a year, am I right?
Once a year. Si yo ta mette un $300 de yo pour we docteur, pour faire analyse sang, ça même, il quand même trop l'argent tout.
Right.
Pour fio qui passe 40 ans, yo besoin mammogram, yo besoin analyse la pour sein yo. But toute fille qui passe 18 ans, yo besoin pap smear.
Right.
So, ou fait pap smear, ou fait analyse sans, ou est docteur, ça pas même coûte $300. Tête li, ça veut dire ou serre pipiti ke $1 par jour.
That's true.
Pour est docteur, ou comprenne? Ou ka besoin $100, $120 par année pour est dentiste là.
Oui. Hello, good night. Okay, sorry. You can call us back. The number is 323-622-3253-16-325-4259. Okay, ou live avec un nous parler ensemble. Okay, Lady T. Comme animatrice ou aswea, okay? Now, Dr. Madeline, we had somebody on the line, but you guys can call back as our time is limited. Oh, my God. I can't believe we've been talking for almost an hour. I've gone by so fast. Okay, guys. So, listen, it's a pleasure. Listen, I'm enjoying this because we need this. Yeah. Am I right, Doc? Yeah. We need this.
Bamdu, tetli, lady ti ou ka dim ki lep nta retourne paske nou gan pil maladi.
It's a lot you want to talk about. Yeah, it's a lot that can help.
Pil maladi na community. Mdu, depi mpiti mdi, okay, mvle apren medicine. Lem fin apren medicine, dim ta remeye de community ya. Me tetli. Right. Moun yo pa vle koute vwe, ou konpwen,
so
ou pa ka fose yo, ou konpwen,
no.
Ou pa ka fose yo, men, kanser, si be me a ka gen kanser, ou ka gen kanser, ou nan peyi yop manje men manje, ou konpwen, sikla la gen pila isi yon ate, yo pedi vizyon, yo pa ka we, gan pe moun ki pedi pie, gen pil bagay m vle pale de bay sa yo mais m pense c'est bien dit que moun yo pa konnen yo pa comprendre ou comprendre
yes right? La fini yo pa konnen tout exercise la fait exercice la bon pou yo tout
oui
mais marcher parfois tout côté a pale yo besoin marcher pour mener yo la spécialement grand moun yo grand pil grand moun yo wap pati ap depuis tam sa ko pa lage m kayman pepe lage m kayman Wilfred. Non, quand mon pépé c'est 2 3 4 qu'on a avou. Même si c'est 5 6 qu'on a avou, on fait petit marché.
Oui.
Parfois pas fanyen, petit marché a bon pour vous.
Oui.
La aide d'eau. Quand ça m'a dit, yo pas aimer faire petit marché à même, they don't like to
oui.
walk at all. Everywhere they go when they need a car. Sometimes you could just take a little walk.
Yeah.
It's not like you go exercise on a weekly basis or you know, that's not something that you do. You're not living that lifestyle. So it's best to try walk where you have to go. Don't ask the kids to, especially Haitian parents. They like, hey, you'll be going to work. I know how they go. You'll be going to work. You tell them you're going to work for 9 o'clock, right? 8:30, they tell you they want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And guess where they're going? Right to the shop. The shop is literally like 5-4 corners away from where they live.
Yes.
They refuse to walk there.
Yes.
And that's not good. And that's not good for them. And you can't even tell them to go and get a checkup. You guys don't want to get a checkup. You all believe in these, you know, bush medicine so much, these garlic and so on and so forth. I know they are good. But then getting a checkup is good. That's when you really know what's going on with yourself.
Ted Lee, let me tell you. Si moun Haiti ka bwè laj ak face ayo and still mouri,
okay.
Haiti yon ba mas ka toujou mouri.
Okay.
Ou konpwen? Moun mouri Haiti.
Okay, they don't believe in that. That's their problem. They don't believe in that. You have to go get a checkup, please. I'm stretching it tonight. Get a checkup. Go get your annual checkup. Just how you pay for your work permit every year.
Yes.
When it expires every year, go do that.
Yeah.
Put the money on the side for that also.
We
know you have to take care of yourself because if you're not got good health, what is the work permit going to do for you?
Oui. Well, tetli yo ka toujou relo di ki si jè medsin yo vle pou nou diskite sou radio a. M ka vini, m ka mene lòt doktèk pale kreyòl.
That'll be nice. We could have other doctors. I'm going to make an arrangement. So we could have other doctors come in so we could talk about other topics because they need, you know, they need to know what's going on. And, you know, it's lack of education on their end, lack of information. And that needs to be known so they could really know, hey, this is what they working with, this is what they're not working with. So the Haitian community needs that. And I'm happy to have you tonight. And I'm sure you're going to come here often. Don't forget, I'm going to take one more caller. 323-622-32, 325-4316, 325-4259. 323-62-32, 325-4316, 325-42-59. On sel moun nou ka pou encore si moun nan rele. Nou ka pran sou gen question, men sou pa gen tan pou rele tout, pa gen chance parce que lè a pale. Mba konn kote lè ale nou tok. Men lè ale, nou pa gen tan aswe a parce que se 4 minute encore nou gen krete. Men docteur Madan nou ka bay moun yon ti conseil encore avant d'aller pour dire ça pour yo faire. La gen nan moun.
Oui. Mwen konnen nou gen chwa nan docteur pou nou ta wè nan so nan kene pot zile ou ye. Ou konprann? Abako gen docteur ki pale kreyòl, gen klinik gouvernement, gen klinik privé, Eleuthera, Exuma, nou gen chwa. Mem si nou gen pou nou wè de fami yo Ayiti, mwen panse si nou ta depanse menm ti $300 pa ane, mwen pa panse sa trop pou nou. Pour nous garder si nous avons un problème pour nous chercher ouais pour nous découvrir problème dans bonnet moi même c'est docteur Madeleine Joseph me travaille avec docteur Albert François Faith Avenue nous pas même besoin venir là parce que c'est haïtien nous yé mais on seul bagage m'a demandé nous c'est pour nous ta ouais chercher un docteur chaque année nous là pour nous longtemps maybe ou pas de gain haïtien qui parle ou pas de gain haïtien qui docteur mais qu'on y a pas problème nan nou gen ça qu'on y a c'est nous nous a étudié médecine nan n'ap tann nou n'ap tann nou
oui nous tande oui mon yo OK nous tande ça docteur Madeleine dit l'ap tann nou you guys heard what she said that she's waiting on you guys to come and get your checkup you don't have to be afraid okay our time is just about finished okay don't forget you are tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 and I had Dr. Madeleine Joseph here with me tonight as my co-host thank you so much I appreciate you I didn't even know where the time go but the time gone and Robert Dieudonné It's going to be on next. Don't forget, we are sponsored by Star Apple Women Empowerment Movement. We are sponsored by Caribbean Cuisine, Eddie Bar. We are sponsored by Vaughn L. Kalmer Associate Insurance and Brokers. If you need life insurance, you need your vehicle insured, whatever it is, Vaughn L. Kalmer Association Insurance and Brokers is there for you. They were established from 1995, Rosetta Street in Palmdale. So please check them out. We are also sponsored by Bahamas Termite and Pest Control. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. We appreciate you. I am your host, Lady T. Dr. Madeleine was my co-host for the night. And see you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. Have a good night. Be safe, Bahamas.
Merci,
Mais on petit côté là aller là. Fa, on fait comme si on bat même ça. Ben bon pour liberté. Mon bon de belle ça on va se mouiller. Mon go man mon go ya mouiller. Mon valia ça gara sous mouiller. Quand il vient dans la culture non ça va. Mon ça l'inter va faire mouiller. Mon place on se met là mouiller. Mon chalon ya mon va dans mouiller. C'est le dino, tout dino, c'est I'm a